Once again, the mayor's Income Inequality Committee earlier today made their big announcement. If approved by the Seattle City Council, large employers would phase in to $15 an hour by 2017 or 2018, as the mayor said, if they offer some benefits like health insurance. Small businesses would phase in to $15 over a 7-year period. Joining us now, the co-chairs of this Income Inequality Committee, David Rolfe. He's president of the SEIU. They represent 40,000 long-term care workers. And hi, David. David, you there? Yeah. Okay, I hear you. And also Howard Wright, he's founder and CEO of the Seattle Hospitality Group and a part owner of the Space Needle. Hello, Howard.
Good morning.
So first question to you, Howard. What did business leaders need to give up to get to this compromise?
Well, there was a lot of definition. There was a lot of work around the definition of large businesses and a lot of discussion about phase in, of course, and including additional compensation over and above straight wages.
And where was Maude Dadon? She's head of the Seattle Chamber of Commerce on the plan.
She contributed incredibly to this outcome. And the view of her not voting is that the mechanics
she abstained.
Are that her...
She abstained, right?
Well, she did for the following reason, and that is that her executive committee requires a 7-day notice for a meeting, and the chamber happens to be on a study mission in New York this week.
Okay.
So when they get back, I'm sure this will be on their agenda. I'm not on the executive committee
Do you expect support from the Seattle Chamber of Commerce?
I hope for it.
You know, and one of the issues that the mayor and Marcy were just talking about is the definition of a small business. As I understand it, Pagliacci's, for example, would not be considered a small business. How contentious was that issue?
There was a lot of discussion, a lot of late-night brain cells expended on that. And there are other large employers as well who are, you know, in my book, good employers. You look at REI, you look at Starbucks, you look at the employers who spend a lot on benefits, which may be their hiring hook to make them a higher quality place to work. And we would have liked to perhaps seen more consideration for that.
What about the question of tips and wages? They're, as I understand it, not going to be included as a part of the calculation when it comes to total compensation. Another contentious issue, as I understand it. How did that conversation go?
So tips and gratuities, commissions, piecework, things like that are included.
Oh, are included. Sorry.
They are included, correct, for small businesses up through a certain period of time.
And how long is that period of time? Let me understand that.
It depends on whether it's a 5-year scale or a 7-year scale.
Just from a business perspective, how concerned are you? How concerned were other businesses that some businesses may now relocate outside Seattle, assuming the council approves this, or not locate here in the first place?
Well, you're getting to the heart of the discussion about the length of the phase-in, because it's really important to be able to understand the impact this is going to have on your company and whether you can continue to be an employer. And it gives you time to phase this in. It gives you time to plan and anticipate your budgets, your labor costs. And hopefully people will be able to absorb this. I'd hate to lose jobs in Seattle, but there is a period of time where businesses can get ramped up to this.
So the 3 or 4 year phase in for large businesses, 7 years for small businesses under 500 employees?
Correct.
Howard Wright, founder and CEO of the Seattle Hospitality Group. Also with us, David Rolfe, president of the SEIU. Hi, David.
Hi.
So clearly, as we were just talking about, this proposal is a compromise. What did unions, what did workers have to give up to get to this consensus, at least with the committee?
Well, let's start with the fact that, just first of all, this is a good deal for Seattle. Seattle workers are going to be getting to $15 in 3 years for the unbenefited employees of very large businesses. And in large measure, we believe this is a victory for not just workers, but for all of Seattle, because as workers get paid more, the economy will grow, businesses will have customers, and everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
As far as what labor, you know, we had some difficult compromises for, I think, both labor and business embedded in this agreement. Labor would have preferred to see an immediate phase-in for very large businesses. We would have preferred no temporary consideration of tips and benefits in this new concept called 5-year guaranteed minimum compensation.
Right.
And we would have preferred a shorter than 7-year phase-in for small businesses. But the art of the compromise is finding a deal that, in fact, can work for most people, if not for everybody. And I feel proud of the compromises we made in the spirit of coming out with a really unbelievable 21-vote majority on the mayor's income inequality advisory committee.
Yeah. You know, Labor, of course, was split in the mayor's race between Mayor Ed Murray, who engineered this compromise in part, and Mayor Mike McGinn. Is there a similar split now in Labor, in the Labor movement here in Seattle, over this proposal?
Well, there, different unions had different perspectives and different areas of emphasis during their negotiations because they represented different types of workers in different industrial sectors with different wage levels. But in as the details of this deal have become ironed out over the last few days, we have seen a shift in the labor movement towards support of the mayor's committee's recommendation.
And, of course, you know, in the background here, we've got the $15 an hour movement. They're saying they want to get to it a lot faster, as you said, that you might want to see. They want to get a charter amendment on the ballot. What do you see happening when it comes to that issue, and what's your position going to be? What are you going to say to your members?
Well, the $15 an hour movement is much larger than one city council person or one organization. And I think we should all remember that the $15 an hour movement really was started by fast food workers who, from New York to Seattle, walked off the job.
And you guys were instrumental in that, but now there's a $15 an hour ballot initiative movement to get a charter amendment on the ballot. What are you going to tell SEIU members when it comes to whether or not to vote for that?
Well, if the council passes this deal, then there's no need for a ballot initiative, period. And I believe the majority of the $15 an hour movement will support this deal. Perhaps one organization may not, but we support this deal, and we support the council taking swift action with few, if any, with no, preferably, amendments, and we don't think we need a ballot initiative fight.
I want to end, actually, David Rolfe, by asking you about sort of what you see as the potential ripple effect from this. Assuming it passes, what do you see happening with the SEIU and this $15 an hour movement in other cities in the United States?
Well, I don't think it's just SEIU, but I believe the $15 an hour movement across the country will be incredibly encouraged by what is happening in Seattle today. Not only that we have a recommendation to bring all workers to $15 an hour, but that we have it in a way that has broad civic and political buy-in from important stakeholders, not just in the labor movement, but also in the business community and the not-for-profit community. Because what's happening in our nation's capital right now is partisan gridlock over a $10.10 minimum wage. So if we can do it here with broad buy-in and support from both labor and business, I think it will shine a light on a potential path forward for dozens of other cities.
Yeah, that national minimum wage failing to pass the U.S. Senate. Thank you so much, David Rolfe.
Thank you.
He's president of the SEIU, and also Howard Wright of Seattle Hospitality Group at the Space Needle. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
They were co-chairs on the mayor's Income Inequality Committee, making their proposal earlier today. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm David Hyde.